More than 300 wildfires are burning across Alaska right now, mostly in a wide swath of the interior and southwest part of the state. More than 3 million acres of the state have burned so far this summer, which is on pace to beat the record-setting 2004 season. Tim Mowry is a fire information spokesman with the State Division of Forestry. He says several fires that were quieting down roared to life again yesterday as temperatures reached into the 90s.
The Aggie Creek fire just north of Fairbanks, you could see a smoke column from Fairbanks coming up from that fire. The Fish Creek fire down on the Parks Highway, which was part of the Rex complex, was putting up a smoke column. The Long Lake fire down by Tok and Tetlin Hills fire down by Tok both became more active yesterday. And, that required the Long Lake fire was one that was received 2 inches of rain last week. And yesterday it was back, full of life, and we had to take drop retardant and water on that fire and bring in a crew to help try to get a handle on that and do some protection to keep the fire from advancing toward Northway. It's just a sign that of how dry things were and how quickly things can change.
Tim, which communities are dealing with heavy smoke? You mentioned smoke when I first got you on the phone. Tell us about how heavy it is and who's dealing with it, which communities?
Well, I can tell you I'm in Fairbanks, and it's pretty socked in here. The smoke is probably, I think I saw something today where it's considered hazardous levels right now in Fairbanks. And there's a lot of smoke out in Tanana. There's smoke in McGrath. There's it sort of moves around depending on where the wind blows. And we've got west winds today, and it's blowing smoke, from all those fires out in southwest Alaska, Tanana, and it's blowing it east, and so we're seeing that. And I talked to somebody at the border today, somebody at the Alcan border, and they were socked in with smoke. I would wager to say most of the interior communities are dealing with smoke today.
Is it expected to let up anytime soon?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist, but we do have a little bit of change in the weather going on right now. A cold front is moving down from the northeast and is going to bring cooler temperatures and much higher relative humidities throughout the interior. We are hoping to get a little precipitation out of this front that's moving in, but where that happens and how much falls is remains to be seen.
What's sort of the longer look at this? Do you think we're likely to continue on track for breaking the 2004 record for fires this year?
Oh, that's really hard to tell at this point, Lori. We are ahead of that pace right now, but I can tell you in July of 2004, that was the big fire month. We burned, over 3.5 million acres, close to, I think, 4 million acres that month. And so we've still got a lot of the month to go. These fires, I can tell you that these fires, we've got enough big fires now that it's going to take more than a little bit of rain to put these things out or to really even significantly impact them. I don't like to tell people that, but this is going to probably be a summer-long event, and we're going to be dealing with some of these fires, well into the summer, well into August. They don't just go away when we get some precipitation. Even after that, it takes work to make sure that they're not going to come back to life. And the way things are shaping up now, that may not be until the snow flies.
Tim Mowry is a fire information office spokesman with the State Division of Forestry.